Martha Talks is the name of Martha Stewart's website and apparently her new damage control strategy. The homemaking maven will be on CNN's Larry King Live tonight, pleading her case to the American people. Stewart's hoping to do better than she did in court, where she was sentenced to 5 months in federal prison. Only Stewart knows what she is going through, but Day to Day's Mike Pesca sought professional insight about her and other legally troubled CEOs, and he has this report.
Martha Stewart is both a brand and a person, or as Martha Stewart said, on the one hand, there's
Martha Stewart, the person,
not to be confused with
the great company Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia.
Whether referring to herself in the third person or third corporation, Martha Stewart, namesake, by the way, of
MarthaTalks.com,
wanted to make one thing clear. Martha Stewart cares about the non-Martha Stewarts who were hurt by all this Martha Stewart-related nonsense.
All the while more concerned about the well-being of others than for myself, more hurt for them and for their losses than for my own, more worried for their futures than the future of Martha Stewart, the person. More than 200 people have lost their jobs at my company.
And while they may have it bad, nobody died except almost Martha Stewart, as Martha Stewart implied twice within the span of 10 seconds.
An almost fatal circus event of unprecedented proportions. I have been choked and almost suffocated to death during that time.
Call a doctor. I did. Dr. Stephen Berglass, a psychologist and management consultant who advises CEOs.
What rings throughout is this megalomania. There was no culpability whatsoever. There wasn't an iota or scintilla of culpability. Secondarily, for the 200 people who lost their jobs, she not only doesn't take responsibility, she doesn't take responsibility for the fact that advertisers walked away. She doesn't take responsibility for the fact that she tarnished the corporate image. It wasn't Martha Stewart the corrupt. It was Martha Stewart the victim. And this is classic narcissistic, megalomaniacal thinking.
In fact, none of the corporate heads who've been indicted in the last few years have fully taken responsibility, notes Bethany McLean. She's the Fortune magazine journalist who wrote one of the first stories to raise a red flag about Enron. She went on to write a book about that company's collapse.
The epilogue to the book we wrote on Enron is entitled, Isn't Anybody Sorry? Because when you talk to all the key players involved in that, their reaction was to point the finger at somebody else and say it wasn't my responsibility.
At his press conference a week and a day before Martha Stewart's, former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay was keen to remind people of all the hats he didn't wear.
I was not chief financial officer. I was not chief accounting officer. I was not chief risk officer. I was not, general counsel. There are a lot of things I was not.
But what he was all of those people's boss. It's tempting to think that narcissism goes hand in hand with being in charge. In fact, Stephen Berglass says there's a type of functional narcissism that's helpful in cutthroat environments. He says successful CEOs have it, just like successful athletes have it. The rock-solid belief that you'll always hit a home run or exceed Wall Street's expectations. But the narcissist CEOs get more attention because they're good at being narcissists. Stephen Berglass says successful, unindicted CEOs like Warren Buffett don't need constant media affirmation.
There's almost an inverse correlation between demanding recognition for look how I did it and psychological satisfaction with life.
Stewart will have 5 months to think about all this, though Berglass says she'll spend more time dwelling on evidence that she was right and still well-loved. Evidence that she herself mentioned on the courthouse steps.
We received thousands of support letters and more than 170,000 emails to MarthaTalks.com.
To which Berglass reminds us that even though 200 Martha Stewart employees lost their jobs, the person who counts the emails is still getting a paycheck. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.